Jerry.
Hello, yeah, am I speaking with Jerry?
Yeah, this is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, this is James Black from Orbit Design Agency, the manager of Quality Assurance Department. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, how's your day going?
It's going okay.
Oh, perfect. Actually, I do see the request, which is from your side, that your website is not working properly on your domain name, right?
Right.
And I've just checked the reason, and we just basically check out the our plugins, which we use to get your website up and running before, and I do see that the hosting which you guys are using, that is not from our side. If you can call your hosting provider and ask them to fix it and get your website live again, so this kind of issue will not be happen on your website again.
Okay. So, so that's what I told Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I called GoDaddy,
mm-hmm.
and they pulled it up on their side.
Mm-hmm.
They said that you all have to re-download something, then go through on your end.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent the information over to you all.
Mm-hmm. May I know, like, what package, what kind of hosting you guys are basically getting from GoDaddy?
I don't know the exact hosting, man. I just...
So if you can tell me the amount which you're paying them for the services, so I can basically look into it, what was the service you're getting from them.
I don't have no idea, man.
Oh.
See, what I was told
mm-hmm.
when I first came to you all,
mm-hmm.
I was told a price,
mm-hmm.
that's all I have to pay for my website.
Mm-hmm.
So as they created their website,
mm-hmm.
every time they came on the phone,
mm-hmm.
it was a fee added to my account.
Okay. Let me guide you about that. As far as the concern regarding the website, why the website is not running at this moment, this is just the only reason, just because of you guys are using the shared base server, and the server is also not from our side. The server is from the GoDaddy. It means that the files of your website is uploaded on someone else's hosting server. So for to getting the website up, we are not basically going to help you out just because of we don't have any access to your website. However, the concern is for the discussion which you had yesterday with Joe regarding the amount which he going to ask you with your wife. So that is something which she asked for, why her website is not on top on search engine of Google. And as you know, considering the fact there are a lot of websites who is running on search engine of Google, and there are a lot of websites who are basically live on search engine on daily basis. So this is the reason your website will be not on the first page. So if your website is not on the first page, so definitely you will be losing your business. Nowadays, just people are just using the first, third, or second page to get their needs, just to get their requirements thing on search engine. So that is why Joe recommend Cherry to get the marketing plan if she wants their website to be on top of search engine.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing. My wife was what her concern was when
mm-hmm.
we tried to do business in banks.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get our business financed. When
mm-hmm.
they go and try to look for our website,
mm-hmm.
if they type in www.loademupfreight.com,
mm-hmm.
we don't come up. Like, the website do not come up.
Yeah, just because of you guys are using the shared base server. Do you know, like, the difference between the shared base and the dedicated hosting server?
No, sir. I do not know the difference.
Oh, I was explaining to Joe.
I pay for a service.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I pay for. And if I don't know it, I find somebody that knows it and I pay for it. So that's
okay.
what I'm saying. I paid for this service through
mm-hmm.
you all.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to the guy that gave me the information.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me a price of what I be paying.
Mm-hmm. Let me
explain. So after I paid that,
mm-hmm.
it was other things. Because I told him I already had hosted and all that. And he said, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It will load up on my hosting.
Okay, let me
explain.
So now, Let me explain you the difference between the shared-based server, which you are basically using at this moment, and the dedicated server. So there are like two types of server. One is the shared, and the second one is the dedicated one. Under the shared-based server, there are like multiple of websites which is running under that one particular server. It means there are a lot of users who are doing some kind of like different kind of businesses which is not suitable for the Google. This is the reason they use the shared-based server, which allow the multiple users to use the same server, and it's very cheap as compared to the dedicated hosting server. And whenever any of the website will be having the virus attack, hacker attack, or Google sites get down, so the all of the websites will be compromised just because of your say using the same server, the shared based server. So this is why we did not recommend our customers to go with the shared based server, just because of the issue you guys are having at this moment. You can see, if you can go to your loadmeupright.com, so you can see your website clearly says it's not secure. Just because of you're using the shared-based server, it's not secured with the security protocols, the viruses, the hackers. Yeah, it's cheap, but that is not secure. And let me explain to you about the dedicated one. So the dedicated server is the one which is only for your business, where your website, your content, your files will be uploaded, and the only owner of that particular server is you. There is no websites will be there. There is nothing. And if you want your any of the business, any of the website will be added up in this website, you can do it, but you have the complete responsibility, you have the complete authority to add the websites to use this particular server for multiple websites. And this server is purely secured with the malwares, hackers, and the antiviruses. So this is the reason we recommend our customer to go with the dedicated one instead of the shared one. So if you can call GoDaddy and ask them for what server I'm paying you, if that is the shared-based server. So personally, me as a quality assurance department manager, I would not recommend you to continue on your shared-based server website. And I do see this error. It mentions that, for example, password, messages, or credit card. Can you please confirm me? Are you guys taking the payments as well on this website?
No, we're not taking any payments on this website.
Okay, perfect. That's great. So as I explained to you, you can call GoDaddy and ask them for what server I'm paying you. And if they said that is the shared-based server, so I would not recommend you to continue with the shared-based server.
Okay.
It's your choice at that moment as well. If you want to continue with the shared-based, so you can, your website will be running up with the same thing, with the not secure symbol. There is no security sign. There is no symbol. There is no hackers, antiviruses there. So with this, if you can just get the dedicated server, so you will be saving your stuff. You will be saving your website. And this website is for definitely to generate the revenue, right? You invest in this,
right,
just getting some profit, just getting the revenue with this website. So this is for the longer run, not for just 1 or 2 months. So I would recommend you to shift your website to the dedicated base server, not on the shared base.
Okay.
This is the reason to call you and guide you about the things which you're basically doing, these kind of issues you're facing, just because of you're using the cheap and the shared base server.
Okay. So let me ask you this. The package deal that I got, it didn't come with hosting or anything?
Like the package, let me just see what package you purchased. Okay, so Jerry, I've just checked the package which you purchased. That is the Silver Website Package, which includes the complete designing, development, and deployment for your website. That is not including the hosting server. This is the reason you guys basically getting the hosting from somewhere else.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. It supposed to be like a $2,000 package, but I got it on a discount deal.
Sorry, can you please come again?
It was supposed to be like a $2,000 package deal that I got, but I got it with a deal.
Mm-hmm. The package which you purchased, the amount which you paid us for the website designing and the development, that is, I can see on my screen that, it, let me see again where it is. Yeah, it's 1025, the package which you purchased initially from us for the website designing. That includes the complete branding, like the envelopes, letterheads, logo design, and the complete designing of your website and the development, which includes the functionality as well if you need it at the website. So the hosting, as I explained to you, you do have the choice for the hosting server. You want to continue with the shared, so you have the choice to get the shared. You want to continue with the dedicated one, you have the choice to get the dedicated one. So this is why every business owner has their own choice for which hosting package they need to continue, they need to use for their business. So this is why we just gave the website designing, development, and deployment to everyone, and the hosting thing will be taken care of by the customer. We do have the hosting packages as well. We do explain to our customer what services, what hosting server is more beneficial for them for their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as if you can compare the pricing with GoDaddy for the dedicated hosting-based server, we are very less than that because they are our competitors and we are getting the hosting servers in bulk quantity just because of this. We're providing the services in cheap as compared to the GoDaddy for the hosting server. And as you're our existing client, so definitely we will go ahead and give you the special discount as well, just to give you, just to make good understanding, just to build a more relationship strong, to get you the thing at the right time, what you're looking for.
So how much would it be with you all on the hosting to get my website running right?
As for the dedicated hosting server, you can just tell me, like, as just to have words with you, I feel like you're a little frustrated about the process. You guys paid a lot of money for this website and for the hosting server to other company, and at the end of the day, your website is saying not secured. You can tell me how much is your affordability so I can have my billing, have my management to look into this and give you the best discount for your website to get your website up and running, just to make you happy, just to build a good understanding and more business relationship for the future as well.
All right. I don't have like a estimate idea, but I don't want to pay too much, man, because like I said,
affordability, just to making sure this is the dedicated server. This will give you the multiple hosts for your multiple businesses, and that is only for you. That is only for your business. There is nothing which others can do. This is basically fully protected. And if in the future you come up with more websites for your more business, so you don't need to purchase the hosting server again, this is the server you can use for multiple websites. So just to making sure the thing, and what I can do for you as in favor, if you can go with us for the hosting server, for whatever the years you go for, I can go ahead and give you the maintenance package included in that particular cost. Like, we do have the package for an year, 2 years, 3 years, and you can tell me for how many years you're interested in. I can go ahead and add the maintenance plan for you with no additional cost.
What's the 2 year? How much is 2 year?
Okay. So let me just do the comparison first of all, just to show you the prices, what GoDaddy is offering for the dedicated base server. Is there any possibility? Can you go to GoDaddy? Let me just share the link with you for the GoDaddy. Give me a quick moment. So it takes you to the direct page of that. Give me a quick moment. Thank you. So, Jerry, can you please confirm for me on which email I sent you this link? I do have two emails. One is Deonna, and second one is Jerry.
You can send it to Deonna.
Okay, perfect. I'm just sending you a link of the GoDaddy hosting prices for the dedicated server, and I can give you the best price just to build a good business relationship at this moment. Okay, give me a quick moment. Okay, so Jerry, I just sent you an email on the email address which I have. That is Deonna@loadmupfry.com. You can click on this email, and it directly takes you the pricing of GoDaddy, what they are offering for the dedicated base server. So I can just show you the price, what they are offering, and I can give you the best price as compared to this price just to getting you the server from our agency.
You already sent it?
Yes, sir. I already sent it to you.
Okay, I got it.
Oh, perfect. So once you click on it, it takes you directly to the dedicated server packages, which is from the GoDaddy, okay? So once you're in, let me know.
Well, I thought that was you. That wasn't from you. Still waiting on.
Are you with me?
Yeah. I'm still waiting on the email.
Oh, you still didn't get it? Let me just see. Can you please refresh your account? Because it's already delivered, so you must be at it. Can you please check it out again?
Yeah, I'm doing it now. Hold on.
Oh. Let me just resend it to you again. I'm just going to forward it to you, both of the emails, okay? Okay, so just sent you an email again. Hope this time you must be received it.
Hello. Your name, David?
Yes, sir. Like, I sent you an email with the David account because this is not my department to take in care of the pricing for all that, just because of the manager, just to getting the things fixed. I'll ask my one of colleague to send you this.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up now. It won't let me pull it up. It says something about...
Yes,
I'm
sorry.
It's saying something about you. It sent it to my junk email.
And
the message has been converted to plain text.
Sorry, I cannot hear you properly.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, it's better.
It's saying that the text message, the email you sent, has converted to plain text. I just go to GoDaddy.com because it's not pulling.
Sure. You can just go to GoDaddy.com now.
Okay,
so you're there. Give me a quick moment. Do you see the option on the top with the name of website?
Website hosting?
Yeah, you do see that there are multiple hosting services. You can click on all hosting options.
Okay, I got economy.
And on the top, you can see the servers option. And if you can take your cursor there, so this will show you the VPS hosting and dedicated server. Okay, just click on dedicated one, and then it takes you to the pricing for the dedicated hosting server. And once you are there, so you can see there are like four packages. One is TS32, which is for $129.99, and the second one is TS64, that is for $169.99, and the DS128, that is in $299.99. The fourth one is DS256, that is $399.99 a month. Okay, so just to see your business, I would recommend you to the features which is in the DS32, which is for the $129.99. That is recommended for your business, for your services, for your files, and that's pretty much it, which is basically going to support for your business, security your website with such things. So the $129.99 a month, which GoDaddy is offering for the dedicated hosting server. And if we can calculate the $129.99 a month to 12 months, so let me see. So you're end up paying them for an year of just the hosting server, that is $1,500, right? But as I said, I'll go ahead and give you the much cheaper price according as compared to the GoDaddy. And on top, will give you the 1 year maintenance as well. So it means in the future, whenever you feel any kind of help, any kind of revisions you are in need of, you can just give us a call. We can go ahead and make that thing fixed for you with no additional cost. And we'll be giving you the unlimited business email addresses. So it means you will be getting like multiple email addresses with no additional cost, website maintenance with no additional cost. So in the pricing of hosting server, you will be getting the three services for an year. and there will be no monthly and no additional charge for an year for the hosting server.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think about this? Shall we just move your website to the dedicated base server as you're seeing the results on the shared base already?
And how much I'll be paying?
Yeah. So as you see, the 1 year is GoDaddy is charging with just for the hosting, that is $1,500. I can go ahead and give you the flat discount and give you this hosting server for an year, the unlimited business email addresses, website maintenance for an year in the flat $999.
For $99?
$999.
Oh, $999.
For an year, including the website maintenance, security protocols, business email addresses. So in the future, anything will come up on your website, you can just give us a call. We can go ahead and fix that for you with no additional cost. It means that you will be getting over 24/7 support for your website, and you do have my number. You can give me a call, and I will go ahead and fix the any issue for you in just like 12 to 24 hours for sure.
Okay.
And your website will be up and running in 12 hours from now, as soon as you basically sign up for the dedicated server.
Okay. So let me ask you this, man. The dedicated server,
mm-hmm.
What's the difference between, like, the other way of hosting that's like $7.99 a month,
mm-hmm.
and $12.99 a month?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
That is the shared base server. As you're already using the shared server, that is not included the security, no maintenance, nothing, just the host, just the storage for your business. And if any kind of thing will be happen, they can just not going to respond to you for that. Just because of you are using the shared base server, there are multiple websites which is already running. Under that, there are a lot of such kind of scam hackers are doing their businesses. So that is why hackers and scammers are basically using the shared base server. That is not for the business owners who host their website just to generate the revenue. So this is why the dedicated hosting server comes up, which is only authoritative for the business owner, which will allow the multiple hosts for multiple websites as well. So it means you just need to get the hosting server one time for your multiple websites as well. Let's say if your any of the friend is having the website or something, so you can just use the same server. You can give me a call. I can go ahead and add that website onto this server with no additional cost, because this is your server. It's your choice, whatever you need to do.
Okay. Let me think on that, man, because this is, like I said, I got a website already.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't even have to pay half of
mm-hmm.
what I'm paying for this website.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
let's do it this way. You can tell me, like, how much you're able to afford to get this up and running, to give you all of this. What is your affordability? As I said to you, I'll definitely go ahead and convince my billing and my management to get this thing done for you with your type of costs.
To be honest with you, man, I don't want to go $200-some, man, with this. It's just,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm putting too much in the website and the business name is started.
Mm-hmm. I can understand. This is why I just said you can tell me how much you're able to afford. I can go ahead and convince my billing, my management team to get you this just to give you the more business, just to build a better understanding, just for looking for a more business relationship in the future. So may I know, like, how much you're able to afford at this moment to moving forward with this?
Uh-huh.
Hmm?
Yeah, that's where I'm at, man, probably right at $200.
Oh, okay, you can just give me, like, 1 minute, just stay and call with me. Let me just have word with my billing and my management to look into this, okay? Can you please provide me with your zip code?
It's 3135126.
126. Right. Give me a quick moment just to stay with me. Okay, so Jerry, there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so I've just discussed with my billing, discussed with my management team. So we just come up with the solution for you to give you the right thing at the right time. And as we are seeing, your business is compromising at this moment. Your website is basically down at this moment. So we'll give you the straight 50% discount. As I quoted you, like $999. So just to give you this maintenance, business email, security protocol, and get your website up and running in just 12 hours, in just $499 for an year. There will be no monthly, no yearly, no additional costs, and you have my number. You can give me a call whenever you feel any kind of help from me.
For $499?
For an year, including these four services as well. So it means you will be getting the 24/7 support from our side, and there will be no additional charges. Nothing will come up for your business, for your website.
Okay. Let me think on that one. $499.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think on that one.
Sure.
Is this a different main
number, or what? How do I get back in touch with you? As you know.
So is this something that you're picking up just because of the ferns, or you basically need to consult with your wife?
Like I said, man, $499.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right at over $2,000 on this website.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said,
mm-hmm.
it's just way too much, and I didn't even pay for this much mm-hmm. on my last website for my other business.
Mm-hmm.
And that website is working perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be doing almost mm-hmm. the same thing I'm doing with that website.
Okay,
so
let's do it this way. Let me put my special discount as well in this. And as you said, you basically need to moving forward with this for $200. I can go ahead and get you this in just $300, okay? Just to give you the more discount, just to give the business, just to build a more understanding. Okay, that's the best which I can do for you at this moment. Your website is down, so I can feel the pain that your website is down. You're compromising with the business, so I will go ahead and have my developers to get the website up, and we'll get these things rolling up for you. And as I said, I'm like promising you, there will be no more costs coming up for your website. This should be the last cost for your hosting server. There will be nothing additional, nothing will come up for your website. And as soon as your website is up, I'll come to you over the phone and show you the website once you typed in loadimprive.com, so your website will be there for sure. Okay? I'll give you the guarantee on this.
Okay. Let me Lord. All right, let me get my wife on it.
Sure, you can you can just have him over the phone. No worries about it.
Let me get her on it. Hold on.
Sure.